The relationship between Buffalo and Kanazawa, Japan, is the oldest continuous sister cities relationship in America.
Ours is 50 years old, so we are very proud of that. And we, for over 50 years, we exchanged people and in the area of arts, culture, education, business, and we really get to know each other well.
Dr. Tatako Michi is president of Buffalo Kanazawa. In 1956, the U.S. Sister City program was inspired by a proposal created by President Dwight Eisenhower.
He knew how important it is, the peace in the world. So he just thought that people-to-people diplomacy is more important than the government level. So he created the plan of Sister City.
Dr. Michi says Buffalo actually has 18 sister cities. And in her words, she says that makes it a very international city.
So we are striving very hard to keep peace in the world through this wonderful mechanism.
23 members from Kanazawa are headed here to Buffalo. But first, they'll make a stop in the nation's capital tomorrow night to begin the celebrations at the Japan Bowl, the 100th anniversary of the National Cherry Blossom Festival. Then a kickoff event will be held here in Buffalo at the Saturn Club on April 15th, followed by a large celebration on the evening of Tuesday, April 17th at UB Center for the Arts, featuring East Meets West. The No Japanese Classical Mass Theater, the world's oldest theater, will perform.
It is a very rare, exquisite occasion that 22 people can perform full No. No is an ancient mask theater. 400 years ago, it was created in Japan, but still continued to be preserved and very actively performed in Japan.
Michi says Buffalo and Kanazawa have some similarities.
Near the water, Kanazawa is facing toward the Japan Sea, and just like a Seattle, and water and old cities, it's very old cultures there during World War II. Allied forces decided not to bomb because they knew the cultural preservation there. And Buffalo has a cultural preservation. So in a sense, that the old culture preservation, but one thing different from us, they always create, you know, future now. So they mix new and old together and coexist and take a lead into the future century ahead of anybody else in Japan. So Kanazawa is very famous for that. And on the government level, they have a budget, they have a manpower to promote this, you know, Sister City program as an official business of the government of the city and the prefecture. So that's what we are missing here in Buffalo.
At the end of May, representatives from Buffalo will actually travel to Kanazawa, Japan, to continue to mark the 50th anniversary.
And to sign the renewal of the agreement between Buffalo and Kanazawa for another 50 years. So that will continue. That's a wonderful thing.
Dr. Michi noted that a sister city relationship is never political, and purely promotes a positive relationship between two cities separated by thousands of miles.
Politics is not involved at all. Of course, you know, government people are coming, but not in the mission of a political or, you know, the mission or anything. It's nothing to do with quote-unquote politics. So even, you know, a political mission comes, it's not in the sense of pursuing political missions of the government designated. It's a people-to-people exchange.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.